This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Tuesday, June 7th. Well, we got the wheat markets having a big day yesterday, followed by corn, which was up strong as well, and soybeans were basically just chopping sideways. But wheat clearly leading the way higher after Russia bombed a major export facility in Ukraine, causing some structural damage. So it doesn't bode well that they would be willing to open up a trade corridor after they're being bombed. And, the meetings start tomorrow in Turkey. At this point, Ukraine has not even been invited to the meeting. It's just between Russia and Turkey. So, nobody expects anything to really come of that, but we're just at least waiting for those meetings to get behind us. But again, the wheat market having a big day yesterday, pretty much giving the signal that it expects nothing to materialize from these meetings and for supplies to continue to be very tight. This comes against the backdrop of production problems that have been ongoing in the North African countries, the Middle East. They've had production hits there. Their demand is expected to be greater than it was the previous years, but it hasn't shown up as aggressively in the market just yet because prices are so high. They've been backing off coming into the export market, using up what available supplies they have. And so we're looking at moving forward, they just don't have a lot to fall back on. And that includes Egypt, which finally stepped into the market last week, had to pay record prices for wheat, and it doesn't look like things are backing off. We had a pretty good correction in U.S. wheat that had a bit of an effect on other world exporters, but Russia actually increased their FOB offers, which is surprising considering they're having trouble exporting anything at all. They're having issues getting insurance for the freight. They're having trouble just getting freight at all, and yet they're bumping up prices. There are some production problems starting to show up on the radar in the Black Sea. We've had these hot, dry winds. They call them the Sukhavay winds. They have a history of just sucking the life out of a wheat crop and other crops as well. But, we're in the heart of the production season in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in the Black Sea. And we've got these weather conditions going on that appear to be reducing yields probably pretty quickly here. We haven't heard any hard numbers, but I would presume that we're going to start seeing some yield reductions here over these next few weeks out of the Black Sea. We're already starting to see that out of Europe. So no matter where you look, we're looking at tight crops, whether it's Europe, the Black Sea, United States, Canada, having trouble getting their crop even planted. We're not going to be staring at a big crop of wheat this year in the Northern Hemisphere. That keeps supplies tight. Demand has been pent up. So I think that probably we've already seen our harvest lows, although we have yet to really get into Kansas. But the market may just chop around here and kind of flop back and forth. But I don't see us dropping much further. We're hitting some key support levels and the market seems to be respecting them, both in wheat and in corn. The crop condition ratings for wheat, we have Montana sitting at 23% good to excellent. That's up 9 from last week, and 26% poor to very poor is unchanged. Kansas at 29% good to excellent is up 1, 41% poor to very poor is up 2. Corn at 73% good to excellent to start off the season. That's a good solid number to get things rolling for the growing season. Poor to very poor is only sitting at 4%. Corn plantings are 94%. That's up 2 from the average, so we're quickly catching up in the corn category. Soybean plantings at 78% are down 1 from the average. Spring wheat is still lagging significantly behind. We're at 82% planted nationwide. That's 15 points below the average. North Dakota is at 74% planted. That's 23 points behind the average. It's estimated there's about 1.8 million acres of spring wheat left unplanted, and all of that pretty much is in North Dakota and Minnesota. Winter wheat harvest is at 5%, and that is down 1 from the average. And we don't have any numbers for Kansas yet. So, we'll be there fairly soon. Usually by the middle of June, you're just starting to get into Kansas. So again, you know, I've been looking for harvest lows to come in early. Usually you get that as you're in the early to middle part of, or the southern to middle part of Kansas. But I think with the fundamental structure here, demand is going to be very strong for wheat coming off the combine. And I would expect that harvest lows will be fairly shallow and come early. And again, likely we've already seen them with the kind of the flush to the downside of last week. My guess is the market's just waiting to see what these meetings produce tomorrow in Turkey. And then I think we're just going to resume our upward trajectory in wheat. For corn and beans, we don't see any weather threats in the Midwest. In fact, the conditions are pretty good. And we're looking for forecasts that are showing the near term to have more rains about every few days. So it's a nice, steady infusion of moisture pretty much across the northern plains in the Midwest. But it's as you get into mid-June and beyond that the long-range forecasts do bring in a ridge of high pressure and some heat. Now the question is, how long will that stick around? If that's going to become entrenched, it just changes the scenario significantly. So I think with the chart formations having come down quickly and substantially into key support levels that are holding, I think this is the place to be getting long positions on. Any kind of pullback we get from here, I think it offers opportunities to get some long call positions put on to take us through the growing season, or at least through pollination, late July, most likely early August, which is your normal window for soybeans, but I think even for corn with the late plantings, takes us into early August. So that would take us to the September call options, or where you want to be. They're not cheap. We've got a lot of volatility factors still in this market, especially for wheat. But I do think any hint of a weather problem sends this market sharply higher, and those will still have a pretty good payday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.